really all that level set, Gene.
Okay, 087, 12.6,
6.0. I got your number.
Red shadow is zero.
Bitch, if I can get it over to read it.
Bitch is zero. Bitch is zero. Blow is zero. How about one left, Bob?
Okay, copy. And how about heading?
One left.
And how about heading?
Heading is 282.
Okay, go ahead and park. We'll give you an update when you get done.
What else do you need?
That's all we need. Go ahead and park on your 045. We'll give you an update when you're done.
Jack, is work coming right there?
Looks like a pretty good location, okay? Example, the rim materials of this crater.
Bob, I'm at the south, let's say the east-southeast rim of a, 30-meter crater, in the light mantle, of course, up on the scarp and maybe 200 meters from the rim of Laura in the northeast direction.
Okay, I copy that.
It probably shows up as a bright crater. A bright crater on your map. There's only about a half a centimeter of gray cover over very white material that forms the rim.
Okay, and Gene, give me a call when you get parked. And,
Gene, give me a call when you get parked, and
I'll give you an update.
Give you an update on what we want to do.
Okay, I am parked.
Okay, we'll take the rover readout first.
Okay, we'll take the rover readout first.
Okay, 087, 12.7, 6.0. 105 and 100. On the battery temps, 100, 120. The rear motors are off scale low, and the forward motors are 0 and 240.
Okay, we copy that. Understand the 240 now instead of the 340.
Okay, we copy that. Understand the 340 now instead of the 340. And what is the heading 045?
Heading is 043.
Okay, we copy that.
Hey, Bob, did I ever give you a motor?
Copy that.
If I ever gave you a motor temperature of 340, I think it was erroneous.
Okay, roger. And what we'd like you to do, Gene, is we'd like you to get the CSDC by yourself.
We'd like you to get
that will essentially be your sole task at this station.
That will essentially be your sole task at this station.
Solo sampling. We'd like to get one pan and the gravimeter, and then we'll leave the station. We're going to absorb some of the time we spent with the extra gravimeter reading and some of the time we absorbed at station two and the longer state time in sampling at station three. That's our plan. So it'll be CDR for the CSVC or the long can, excuse me, and the LMP for solo sampling, and then a pan by Jack, I presume, and then the gravimeter, and then leave. And Jack, you might check your film. We aren't quite sure where you are right now before you get too far from the rover.
Okay, Bob.
TV coming in now.
Bob, you got any... any preference up in this area where you want that long can?
Negative, that's something that was just sort of near the scarp, but your park's sort of near the scarp, and that's something when we do it solo, we only did it with the rover. So you'd have to stay right there beside the rover and do it. No expectations of doing otherwise.
Well, that's what I figured, Gene. Yeah, I think you're in good shape. Yeah, I don't have any other choice. Matter of fact, if there is a scarp and if it is a fault, I'm right on it because the projection of it would be uphill a little bit.
Yeah, I'll be right on the side of it. I'm parked on the side of it if it exists.
Okay. And Jack, what's your frame count?
Well, 122.
Okay, copy.
Bob, I've got a trend in the...
Go ahead, Gene.
What do you need, Gene? Oh, yeah. Bob, I've dug a trench in the side of this crater. I've got downsun pictures of it. there's quite a marbling of light and dark soil or fine grain material. It looks as if there's a uniform about 3 centimeter layer of light material over that marbled light and dark. On the very top surface, there's a half centimeter of light gray. Now, when I say dark, I mean a medium gray.
Okay, copy that. Sounds like a great sample site.
Okay, I'm going to start sampling the soils, and then I'll get you the fragments.
Okay, yeah, I presume that we'll at least have a single upper core, which we can use to sample that stuff in the soil.
There's no guarantee. This is a crater rim.
Okay. And, Gene, are you still near the rover?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, we'd like to get the set blankets open, Gene, and dust it if they're dirty so that can cool some more.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I can't give you a gravimeter reading while I'm working on the rover, so I have to time it when I get away from it.
Okay. Roger on that. I think you'll be pounding on the hammer for a long while you can take the rover to gravimeter reading.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Let me get your brush back. Okay, bag 520 has a skim sample of the upper light gray soil. Oh, where am I going to put these things? I got to come down and get a bag. If you punch the groom, no. No, I can't punch it till I get out of here. These switches are on off at standby, right? There should be. Okay, that's where they are. And the temperature is 104.
No, they should be off. Isn't it off?
No, it was standby.
No, push it off.
Okay, doesn't matter when it's standby, it won't be
heated
anyway. I'll put it on.
Okay. It might have gotten hit when I changed the blanket. So I gotta go an intermediate cooling here. Left me with a cold. Nice to know those blisses got charged okay last night.
Okay, yeah, better get the blisses look right.
How's Ron doing?
They're both looking, standby. I think he's in both mine. Ron's doing great too. He's sitting here busily.
No, no.
Go ahead.
Then I'm in Captain America.
Yeah, I'm just inquiring of Bob. I think he's doing great. He just passed a little bit north of you a couple minutes ago and took some pictures of you.
Okay, I do my work around the LMPC here. That's locked. That must be unlocked. Okay, unlock. Break is off. Core is coming in. Okay, Bob, the upper three centimeters mixed with that upper half centimeter is the next sample.
Copy that.
Okay, Bob, I guess I'm going to go find a way, and Jack, I'm going to hit the gravimeter.
Okay.
Okay, mark it.
Copy that.
And 521 is the sample bag.
Copy that.
Well, the first quarter's going down pretty good, Bob.
Okay, great.
Oh, you're good. You won't have any problem in here, Corey.
Oh, man, I tell you, I wish I was putting a drill hole in here. That's pretty nice.
Each of these drive tubes is 16 inches long.
Okay, Bob. The next sample is mostly the medium gray fraction of the marbling. It's mixed, though. That's in bag 522.
Copy that, Jack.
Okay, I think I got it. I think I got it, Bob.
Okay. And, Jack, when you get done with the trench, you might hit one or two of those blocks there, but then we'd, since we're really trying to cut the station down to a minimum after that, you'd probably better get to the pan.
Bob, what do you think? Can I read a gravimeter?
Yep, if it's
the
on glass.
The light's out.
Yep, it should be just done.
670-049-701. 670-049-701.
Okay, I copy that.
Bob, the white marble in the white fraction in the marble zone in 523.
Copy that. Copy that.
Bob, I forgot to give you the core numbers, but I will.
Okay. And don't forget to put your little note in the long can there.
I'll get the note in there. I'll get it in there. Nobody will ever know.
Gene Cernan extracting the drive tube.
Okay, Bob, 524 is what I think is a blue-gray rock. Probably the breccia. It's got a little dust covered.
Copy that.
From just off the rim of this little crater.
Okay, copy that. The blue-gray rock, it's not part of the trench, right? You finished with the trench?
Yes. If you see it, Bob, it's full. See that?
Roger, we see a long thing in your hand there, Gene.
Well, I didn't think that was supposed to happen.
Now, I know... Jack, shoot. Thought I had him on the rover. But, oh, that core cap covers. I'll get them. No, you got some there in that little pocket. Yeah, but there's so many bags in here, I can't get in them. No, I mean the pocket on the rover, on the bag. Remember? No, they're not. I took them out and put them on you.
Oh, okay.
The rest of them are in this bag. I'll come and get them. See, there's others, but I don't want to get into your seat. We got those bags packed in there like gangbusters. How you doing here by yourself?
Well, it's hard.
Your hook came off. If you wait a minute, I'll hook it on this bag. See? See? I didn't think their sample bags could come off the camera. But they can. Well, don't con it. What's the problem? Just we'll fix this bag now. To get this bag. Come off at the bottom if I don't. He's gonna come off again. I don't think the harness is tight enough now.
Want to tighten the harness?
Yeah, I got the ejection.
Okay.
Let me get your harness. I just won't do it.
So it's right.
It's worth doing it all. It's worth doing right.
Now, let me try to get this bag back on.
No, no, don't bend over it. I can't get down there.
Okay.
You're pretty sure enough.
Thanks a lot.
This bag, now, that hook, there's something changed in the geometry.
Okay, don't worry about it too much, guys. I'm sure the bag will stay on without the hook.
Yeah, well, conclusion I just came to.
Get through?
Yeah, go ahead.
EVA time, 4 hours, 10 minutes.
Hey, Bob, what I know is the blue-gray breccia is in bag 525.
I'll take care of that. Skipping up little rocks along the river there in your little xenolith mode. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, that's you're in my mind. I do want to get one of these light colored rocks, though.
Go ahead, Gene.
Bob, when I broke the cores apart, there was just a lot of dry clouds, And the bottom core is full. The top core I gotta look. It's dark down there, but about an inch and a half of the core just 0G or 1/6G itself right out.
Okay, we copy that. I guess we still just cover it and see what we got. Might just again try compacting it after that's through. After you're done with the lower core.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And, how about some clouds?
Well, I was back 526.
Copy 526.
Okay, into the long can. I'll give it to you. Wait a minute. And that may have been a piece of gabbro. But again, I can't be completely sure.
Copy that. Go ahead, Dean.
It's either that or the Antarctic City gabbro we saw up on the front, up on the massif.
Okay.
And my bags aren't staying on my camera worth a darn. 46, Bob, is going into the long can.
Copy that.
Okay, the LMB has gone to intermediate. And by the way, I'm at about 49% and 3.85 and intermediate cooling and no flags.
Okay, copy that, Dino. And you got a number for the upper core when you get done. I guess you're probably putting the other one in the long can on you right now.
Yeah, that's right.
And somewhere here along the line, Jack, I guess maybe when you get those, you ought to stop and take the can.
Okay, Bob. Okay, Bob, the log can is sealed, and I guess nobody knows what's in it but me.
No one ever will, probably.
And I may not even tell. It does not, none of the material in that core, in either the top section or the bottom section, look unlike that stuff just beneath the surface that we sampled at that special stop back there. It's a bluish gray, and it tends to clot and break up in your hand.
Okay.
And that's core 31.
Okay.
The upper is 31.
Copy, 31 on the upper.
got better than, you got two-thirds of a core after I packed it down a little bit.
Okay, thank you, Gino. Copy that.
Okay, that little set of four samples is in 527.
Okay, we hope it was worth the effort.
Oh, it's all worth the effort. It just hurts.
Okay, and we're ready now for your pan, and don't forget your scoop.